You might have heard it on the news yesterday. The Luxembourg Refugee Collective, LFR, is concerned about the draft law that tightens conditions for asylum seekers. The law, proposed by the Interior Ministry, implements a recent EU directive. It introduces a screening of every person who enters the country without permission. During this stage, authorities verify identity, fingerprints, and security information. They also carry out health checks and assess possible vulnerabilities. People are held in screening centers and either passed on to the asylum application guichet or directly to deportation facilities if asylum claims appear unlikely to succeed. The LFR has been opposing this mechanism introduced by the European Union, but the collective composed by rights groups Pastorelle, ASTI and others criticizes even more how Luxembourg decided to implement these rules now, as Pastorelle director Marion Dubois points out.
The pact says that people should stay near the authorities, should be available. They don't say that it should be a retention systematically, but that's not something that's been adopted in the Luxembourgish version. There's a fear that they might just put people in retention, that they're close to the authorities, whereas there are other options available, but they're not very looked at in the pact. That's also the same for children. Something that's positive in the pact is that when it comes to age assessment for someone who doesn't have any valid ID, the pact talks about an holistic approach to assess the age. So it means not going for the medical test straight ahead, but having a look at the ID documents, also having a psychosocial evaluation by psychologists, pedopsychiatrists, like some professionals. And that's something that we were very optimistic about, but that we don't find in the Luxembourgish version of the text, because the text talks only about assessing the ID documents available, and if the documents are not satisfactory enough, then we go for the medical test. And they completely overlooked all the aspects of the psychosocial interview, and the risk is that at the moment it's just, you know, an agent of the immigration service who will do all this assessment, and that's not what the pact advocates for, or that's not what NGO advocates for. We advocate for professionals who work in the field of youth and child security. They should be the professional assessing the age, not just an agent of the immigration service. We could have hoped for a text in Luxembourg with a bit more focus on human rights, but that's not what we have at the moment.
The LFR is alarmed about the lack of safeguards for minors. Youth aged 16 and older can be placed in the screening centres, which are managed by the Centre de Rétention, the authority currently responsible for immigrant detention. The collective would have wished for stronger mechanisms to detect vulnerabilities and to prevent arbitrary decisions in searching people at the centres and even in rejecting asylum claims and detaining people. Marion Dubois also highlights the shortened delays that asylum seekers have to file an appeal. The EU law foresees maximum 30 days. Luxembourg's Interior Ministry proposes an even shorter delay of 20 days.
Basically, it means for them that they have less time to find a lawyer and file a good appeal, because everything goes very quickly. You receive the decision, and then in their ID in Luxembourg is to make everything go quicker. So if the decision comes quicker, then it means maybe you won't have time to find a lawyer, or also find a lawyer who wants to appeal, and then, you know, dig in all the information and build something that's strong in front of the jurisdiction. So globally, having 10 days less to appeal won't change the way the jurisdiction work, because when you count on thousands of people, 10 days less won't make a big change. But for people individually, it does make a difference. And at the moment, even with 30 days, which is what we're working with now, people struggle to fill the appeal in time. And we fear that they will struggle even more. And also, we fear that there will be less and less lawyers who are motivated to work in that field, because it's a very complex one. It's not very lucrative. You don't make a lot of money when you fight for asylum seekers, and you don't have time to work efficiently. So that's also a fear that we have.
Other bodies also criticized these short delays in their comments on the draft law, confirming Passerell's concerns. The Administrative Tribunal and the Administrative Court warned that the proposed accelerated procedures could make it difficult for judges to fully examine asylum cases, and that shorter deadlines and reduced suspensive effects of appeals may weaken the right to an effective remedy. The Public Prosecutor's Office also shows concerns in its comment, criticizing that prosecutors should take decisions on unaccompanied minors, arguing this should remain within the competence of family courts. The Public Prosecutor's Office further raises concerns over data privacy and legal clarity in the collection of biometrical data in the screening center. For the LFR, this law proposal marks a clear trend toward neglecting human rights of refugees. Sergio Ferreira, ASTI's representative in the collective, finds clear words.
Luxembourg is now following what was the trend at European level, and that Luxembourg, for a few years at least, in the narrative, was resisting to it. And clearly this transposition of the Asylum and Migration Pact is putting doubt in front. That means that we are making everything possible to worsen the conditions of welcoming and treating the demands of these people that seek refuge in Luxembourg, and that's why it's a change of paradigm. Until now, Luxembourg always tried to have some kind of balance between some strict politics that they think are fundamental, and at the same time trying to protect the rights of these people. Nowadays, even though the texts say it here and there, but explicitly when we see it to the deepen mode, we see that guarantees and protection of rights are going underneath what we consider acceptable. We think as a collective of refugees that retention is never the answer to whatever for people who didn't commit any crime and didn't have any delict. But in our eyes, the fact that we accept and that we systematize the possibility of detaining children shows what's the tone of this transposition of the pact.
The Interior Ministry neither confirms nor rejects this claim, referring to the European Asylum and Migration Pact, responding to our request. In the eyes of the FLR, this law proposal reflects a shift in asylum and migration policy. The way it was presented alone raises doubts among the rights groups. The government has until June to implement the law.
When we start discussing with them of the transposition, we were told that in September last year it should be deposed. We are 6 months after that, and we have only 3-4 months to discuss the text. It means that we, as other bodies that and institutions that try to take a look on this and to see if it respects fundamental standards and international standards regarding human rights, we have less time to do it. And the government will, for sure, hide itself behind that, saying, we have no time to discuss it, so we have to approve it. And that's a tactical maneuver of this government that, in our eyes, it's not positive. It's too much important text for an immigration country, as Luxembourg, to do it in a so short notice and short wait. So it's once again one of the negative elements of this procedure.
The ministry simply rejects claims of delays when asked by us, referring to the general June deadline for the law to enter into force. Despite the short time that is left, the Luxembourg Refugee Collective urges the government and parliament to reject the current law proposal to allow for amendments.